Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of the malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might to be to our God forever and ever. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.
Shall we stand?
Come, you faithful, raise a strain of triumph and gladness. God has brought his people forth into joy from sadness. Now rejoice, Jerusalem, and with true affection, welcome in unwearied strains Jesus' resurrection. 'Tis the spring of souls today, Christ has burst his prison. From the frost and bloom of death, light and life have risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying. From his light to whom we give thanks and praise undying. Alleluia, now we cry to our King immortal, who triumphed and burst the bars of the tomb's dark portal. Alleluia, with the Son, God the Father praising. Alleluia, yet again, to the Spirit raising.
Shall we bow our heads? Dear God, the creator of heaven and earth, over 2,000 years ago, you sent the desire of ages upon this planet so that we all will have the right and opportunity of the tree of life. We thank you that the greatest gift of humanity was given, and the greatest gift of humanity was risen on that third day, and we all have salvation and the freedom of life itself. We thank you for the Son. We thank you for the Father and the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for the right and privilege that we have to eternal life. We praise and honor your name, and let our celebration always, always end with amen and praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 53.
Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground, he has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generations? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, love caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
Three times Jesus begged his Father to remove from him this unbearable ordeal. His human nature trembled under the load of guilt, and his pure heart recoiled from the shame of the sin. He begged his disciples to pray for him, but three times he found them in a strange, sleepy stupor. The cup of suffering trembled in his hand, but through love for us and a desire to do his Father's will, he submitted to drinking the cup of sorrow, pain, and death. Then the Father sent an angel to strengthen him to complete his sacrifice. He was then able to go forth and unflinchingly face his tormentors.
Go to dark Gethsemane, ye that feel the tempter's power. Your Redeemer's conflict see, watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not from his griefs away, learn of of Jesus Christ to pray.
The joy of our Lord's victory over death cannot rightfully be experienced without first endeavoring to experience by thoughtful contemplation his agonizing death, bearing the burden of the sins of the whole world. So for the next few minutes, let us focus our minds on that awesome event as the picture unfolds through words and music. Jesus had just finished eating the Last Supper with his disciples, and as they made their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, the light of the full Passover moon illuminated the night. They had sung a hymn together, and Jesus had offered them words of hope and encouragement. But as they neared the garden, Jesus became very sorrowful. The sins of the world were being laid upon him, and his soul was burdened with an incomprehensible agony of dread. Staggering under this terrible load of the world's guilt, he passed to his place of prayer. See him there, clinging to the earth and agonizing until his sweat, like great drops of blood, bearing the guilt of your sins and mine.
Into a garden went my Lord, alone with God to be. With his great plan in full accord, in dark Gethsemane. Oh, how he suffered for his own in dark Gethsemane, facing the issue all alone in dark Gethsemane. Lo, as he prays on that fair brow, gray drops of blood I see how he agonizes now in dark Gethsemane. Oh, how he suffered for his own in dark Gethsemane, facing the issue all alone in dark Gethsemane. Crushed neath the weight of sin until he fain would be set free, knowing full well the Father's will in dark Gethsemane. Oh, how he suffered for his own in dark Gethsemane, facing the issue all alone in dark Gethsemane.
Amen.
Jesus was next betrayed by Judas, one of his disciples. Arrested, cruelly bound, falsely accused, mocked, derided, scorned, hurried from high priest to governor, then to the king and back to the governor. He was whipped until his back was in shreds. A cruel crown of thorns was placed on his head and beaten into his flesh until the blood flowed. See him there, bleeding, bruised, and battered for our sins. Pilate had hoped to soften the hearts of those who desired Jesus' death by having him flogged. He said to them, "Behold the man," but the hatred of the priests allowed for no sympathy. The mob shouted louder and louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Finally, the weak-willed Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. A heavy cross was placed on his shoulders, but in his weakened condition, Jesus fell beneath the load. Someone else had to carry it for him. And so the motley procession led him down the narrow street to the hill of Golgotha, just outside the city gate.
See him at the judgment hall, beaten, bound, reviled, arraigned. See him meekly bearing whole, love to man his soul sustained, shunned not suffering, shame, or loss. Learn of Christ to bear the cross. Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to do the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die in Calvary. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. And he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. And he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
the blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. And he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Upon arrival at the place of crucifixion, the two thieves who were to be crucified with Jesus struggled to get away. But our dear Savior laid himself upon that cross, which was really ours, like a meek lamb. He stretched out his hands, and the cruel nails were driven into his unresisting flesh. Hear him moaning, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The cross was lifted up and roughly jolted into a hole prepared for it. The time was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and the crowds visiting Jerusalem for Passover milled around Calvary. Many knew Jesus and were weeping. Many didn't know him, but the sign over his head told them he was the King of the Jews. See him hanging there naked, bleeding, broken, scorned, and detested for our sins.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Tremble, tremble.
The hours of torture wore on, but the greatest agony Jesus bore on the crushing was the crushing weight of sin. So great was the heart pain that his physical pain was something hardly felt. But in spite of it all, he provided for his mother's care and promised salvation to the repentant thief. At noontime, an intimate nature responded to the abuse of its maker. A supernatural darkness veiled the sun's light. The sneering, jeering crowds became frightened as God and mercy veiled the last dying agony of his dear son.
My Lord has suffered, was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lord, hear I fall, my Savior. Tears I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor. Vouchsafe to me thy grace.
The thick darkness, God the Father was with his Son, yet his presence was not revealed. Jesus was not to be comforted with his Father's presence. He was to tread the winepress alone. Satan and his fierce temptations wrung the heart of Jesus. The Savior could not see through the portals of the tomb. He was tasting second death for every sinful child of Adam. The hosts of heaven veiled their faces from the fearful sight. Vivid lightnings occasionally flashed forth from the cloud that surrounded the cross. Everyone became terrified and attempted to grope their way back into the city, beating their breasts and wailing in fear. Finally, at about 3 o'clock, the darkness lifted from the people, but still enveloped the Savior. The agony of being separated by our sins from the Father was climaxing until he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In silence, the beholders watched for the end of the fearful scene. The sun shone forth, but the cross was still enveloped in darkness. Suddenly, the gloom lifted from the cross, and in clear, trumpet-like tones that seemed to resound throughout creation, Jesus cried, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." A light encircled the cross, and the face of the Savior shone with a glory like the sun. He then bowed his head upon his breast and died.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, "Crucify him, he's to blame." He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. But he died alone.
precious head. They placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold the king." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. Died alone for you and me. To the howling mob he yielded. He did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, "It's finished," he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. Died alone for you and me.
The spotless Son of God hung upon the cross, his flesh lacerated with stripes. Those hands so often reached out in blessing, nailed to the wooden bars, those feet so tireless on ministries of love, spiked to the tree, that royal head pierced by the crown of thorns, those quivering lips shaped to the cry of woe. All that he endured, the blood drops that flowed from his head, his hands, his feet, the agony that racked his frame, and the unutterable anguish that filled his soul at the hiding of his Father's face, each speaks of a child of humanity, declaring, "It is for thee that the Son of God consents to bear this burden of guilt. For thee he spoils the domain of death and opens the gate of paradise." Never before had the earth witnessed such a scene. Again, darkness settled upon the earth, and a hoarse rumbling like heavy thunder was heard. There was a violent earthquake, and the surrounding mountains' rocks were rent asunder and went crashing down into the plains. Sepulchres were broken open, and the dead were cast out of their tombs. Creation seemed to be shivering to atoms.
When I see my Savior hanging on Calvary, bearing
Amid the awful darkness, apparently forsaken of God, Christ had drained the last dregs in the cup of human woe. In those dreadful hours, he had relied upon the evidence of his Father's acceptance, heretofore given him. He was acquainted with the character of his Father. He understood his justice, his mercy, and his great love. By faith, he rested in him whom it had ever been his joy to obey. And as in submission, he committed himself to God. The sense of the loss of his Father's favor was withdrawn. By faith, Christ was victor. Loving hands removed Jesus from the cross, wrapped him in the new linen cloth, and laid him in Joseph's new tomb. The Sabbath was drawing on. Jesus, the Creator, would rest from his work of salvation on this Sabbath, just as he had rested from his work of creation on the first Sabbath.
Survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My riches gain, I count but loss, and pour contempt on all. Save in the death of
such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown, were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
The night of the first day of the week had worn slowly away. The darkest hour, just before daybreak, had come. Christ was still a prisoner in his narrow tomb. The great stone was in place. The Roman seal was unbroken. The Roman guards were keeping their watch. Hosts of evil angels were gathered about the place. Had it been possible, the Prince of Darkness would have kept forever sealed the tomb that held the Son of God. But a heavenly host surrounded the sepulchre. Angels that excel in strength were guarding the tomb, waiting to welcome the Prince of Life. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven. The bright beams of God's glory went before him and illuminated his pathway. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The earth trembles at his approach. The hosts of darkness flee. He rolls away the stone as if it were a pebble, and the soldiers hear him cry, "Son of God, come forth, thy Father calls thee." They see Jesus come forth from the grave and hear him proclaim over the rent sepulchre, "I am the resurrection and the life." As he comes forth in majesty and glory, the angel hosts bow low in adoration before their Redeemer and welcome him with songs of praise.
Shall we stand?
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye hymns and earth reply. King, Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Once he died our souls to save. Alleluia. Where's thy victory boasting grave? Alleluia.
Please be seated.
At the death of Jesus, the soldiers had beheld the earth wrapped in darkness at midday. But at the resurrection, they saw the brightness of the angels illuminate the night, and heard the inhabitants of heaven singing with great joy and triumph, "Thou hast vanquished Satan and the powers of darkness. Thou hast swallowed up death in victory." Mortals never tire of trying to catch the exultant joy of that resurrection morning. So as we stretch our minds to somehow see ourselves experience it, let us sing together the hymn, number 165, Look You Saints, the Sight is Glorious.
Let's stand and sing this song as if we wanted to crown him. Look you saints, the sight is glorious. See the bed of sorrows now. From the fight return victorious. Every knee to him shall bow. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crowns become the victor's brow. Crowns become the victor's brow. Crown the Savior, angels crown him, rich the trophies Jesus brings. On the seat of power enthrone him, while the vault of heaven rings. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Crowns become the King of Kings. Crown the Savior, King of Kings. Sinners in derision crowned him, mocking thus the Savior's claim. Saints and angels crowd around him, on his title praise his name. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Spread abroad the victor's fame. Spread abroad the victor's fame. Hark those bursts of acclamation. Hark those loud triumphant chords. Jesus takes the highest station. Oh, what joy the sight affords. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Please be seated.
Shadows fell o'er God's fair world the day that Adam sinned. They lengthened and grew deeper with each new millennium. But never was the dark as black as on the day that Christ died, the day he bore your sins and mine when he was crucified. He hung there, naked, bleeding, bruised, derided, and alone. He bore our guilt by suffering, heart agony unknown. So awful was the dreadful scene, the sun refused to shine. A black cloud veiled our Lord's last woes. He bore your sins and mine. And darkness like a pall of death hung o'er Jerusalem. The thunder rolled and lightning flashed. Fear gripped the hearts of men. The face of Jesus then shone forth with glory as he said, 'Tis finished, Father, in your hands I rest,' then bowed his head. The sins of all the world had broken his great heart of love, while angels and unfallen beings watched and wept above. The temple veil was rent in two, the evening lamb ran free, to show that God's true sacrifice was made for you and me. Frightful rumblings like deep thunder, then strong earthquakes, broken rocks and open graves made men in terror shake. They gently laid the Lord of Glory in a narrow tomb. Fears, dread, dashed hopes and tears began that Sabbath day of gloom. But ere the dawn had broken on the first day of the week, a mighty angel pierced the night, the Father's will to speak. God's glory clothed his form, which made the soldiers fall as dead. He rolled away the stone which closed the tomb, and then he said, Son of God, arise, come forth, your Father calls you. As angels knelt and the earth quaked, Christ came forth from his tomb. The Son of Righteousness arose with glory and with might, forevermore to bathe in light the shades of death's dark night. Now death is just a sleep for those who in God's love are found, a sleep until that day of angel shout and trumpet sound, when all the angels and our Lord return and light the sky with unsurpassing glory to receive his saints on high. The graves will open and the dead in Christ will first arise. Then we who are alive be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Caught up we'll be to meet our Lord, forever with him be. The darkness sin has made dispelled for all eternity.
Arise again, he will appear. Fear not, O Christian man. Shed not a tear. Lift up your eyes. What promise shines in the bright eastern skies? Hear the seraphim singing. In yon azure upwinging, hear them blessing the Lord, the Redeemer adored. Oh, thy love o'erwhelmeth me with celestial ecstasy. Thou art mine, O King divine. Hosanna, 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 praise be then. Hosanna, praise be then.
Seem to dispel the day when God's dear Son passed from the world away. But now on high his prayer is light, green
crucifixion miles overwrought at the side. By archangels attended, and countless legions splendid, lo, the sun soars above, his face sublime with love. O Christ, thy love o'erwhelmeth me with celestial ecstasy. Thou art mine, O King divine. Hosanna, 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 praise be then. Hosanna, praise be then.
We've just reviewed in a very small way the gift beyond words that God gave in sacrificing Jesus to pay our debt of sin. Amen? How wonderful it is to know that as a result of that sacrifice, we give our lives to Jesus, we can rejoice in the hope of eternal life with God. It seems befitting that now we express our heartfelt gratitude by returning our tithe and giving our offering. The loose offering today will be used for church expense. The deaconesses shall wait upon us for our tithing offering.
Thank you. Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Amen. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank You for the gift of Jesus, our Savior, and the gift of eternal life He brought for us through His death and resurrection. Please accept these tithes and gifts we now offer to You. Bless them to accomplish the work You wish to use for them. And may the gospel soon be given to all the world so that Jesus can come to take us to be with You forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You shall now be seated.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In love He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen.
Shall we stand?
Round Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King through all eternity. Crown Him the Lord of love, behold His hands and side. Those wounds yet visible above in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends His wondering eye, all mastery so great. Crown Him the Lord of peace, whose hand a scepter sways.
from pole to pole that wars may cease, and all be prayer and praise. His reign shall know no end, and round his pierced feet their flowers of paradise extend, their fragrance ever sweet. Grant him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffable bliss sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
Let's bow our heads. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.